Welcome to On the Job, coming to you from the Verizon Room in Townsend Hall on the University of Missouri Columbia campus. Brought to you by the School of Information Science and Learning Technologies, On the Job interviews students and alums from the Library Science program who are currently working in the library and information field. This is Chris LeBeau, your host for this segment. Today I'd like to welcome our guest, Deborah Schwartz, President of Library Associates, a staffing agency which places librarians and information professionals into jobs in traditional libraries, corporations, law firms, archives, museums, and whatever else.
Well, thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Welcome. Library Associates, I'll also mention, has been named one of the top women-owned businesses in the U.S. by diversitybusiness.com, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Did I get that all right? Is there anything you'd like me to amend there in the opening?
No, okay. No, I think you've got it right.
Great. Just for starters, give me an idea of how big Library Associates is, how many employees you have.
Sure. It actually varies as we go along because some of our work is project-driven, but as of today's headcount, we have about 178 people that work for us, and they run the range from executive directors of libraries or information centers to library clerks and technicians.
Okay.
So it's a wide range.
Well, let's start off the conversation with some talk about jobs. What is the market like out there right now, and what kinds of jobs with people with the MLS degree, what kinds of jobs are in demand for them?
We think, from a recruiting standpoint, that the market is very hot. We have more jobs than we have people, which a couple years ago was exactly the opposite. We're also finding a lot less temp work and a lot more direct hires, which I think is a good sign that companies or libraries are willing to make commitments and actually have a more permanent position rather than a temp. The kind of temp work we have right now is largely project-driven, and it'll have a discrete end, you know, and be well-defined, and then the project is over. But I consider that different than just fill-in work.
Mm-hmm.
So the market's very good, at least in the parts of the world that we deal with.
And what are those parts?
Well, both coasts, the Chicago, Illinois area, and in the Southwest increasingly, in Texas.
What about Florida? Because I understand Florida's booming, especially in the education world.
Right.
You
know,
work down there?
Very little activity as far as we're concerned. I will be going to the Association of Independent Information Professionals, AIIP. In April, and we'll sort of take the temperature when I'm down there of what's going on. But we don't see a whole lot of activity out of Florida.
Now, what are some of the typical traditional jobs available, and then what are some of the less typical?
Well, the typical jobs, and I'm thinking of direct hire positions that we're asked to take on, are your reference librarians, head of tech services, which is a very hot area right now, and there seem to be a real scarcity of qualified librarians in that area. And then generalist librarians as well. I mean, those are the more traditional, where they're actually working in a library. The less traditional jobs are much more plentiful in many ways. We have found a lot of companies that are doing a lot of meta tagging and digital asset management, knowledge management. So we're putting people in some very interesting places to do that kind of work.
Interesting. Any thoughts you have on why librarians are not choosing technical services? Because we also noticed the same thing.
You know, that's a good question. I don't know if people in library school consider cataloging passé or just not interesting, or if they think that cataloging is going away. You know, the meta tagging and a lot of the work that we see going on projects is an offshoot of cataloging. It's a more sophisticated cataloging, but it is cataloging. And I would love to see more people in this area because we could place them tomorrow.
Okay, good to know. Okay, so playing off that, what skills and knowledge should one have today, in your estimation, both basic kinds of knowledge and skills and beyond?
Well, A lot of our jobs require the MLS as just a standard requirement, and there are some clients that will not even look at anyone that doesn't have the MLS, and I'm assuming that what they want is the basics, that you know what a MARC record is, and you know how to conduct a reference interview, and you know what collection development is all about. But increasingly, we're looking for librarians that have a personality and the skill set to go out there and do marketing and promotion and training and being far away from behind a desk and much more out interfacing with users.
So people are actually looking for librarians who know how to market?
Yes.
Is this what you're saying? Really?
They need to know how to market the services that the library or whatever their area may be encompasses out there to the user population, whether that's a digital audience through intranets, extranets, or whether it's working with attorneys at a law firm and how to use databases, whatever it may be. But we definitely are looking for people that can sell themselves and their services.
Because we talk a lot about marketing in courses and mm-hmm. in our jobs, but I've never really seen job ads specifically for somebody to do that
you
except at
not.
Big publics. Or,
you, know. You will not see it in the job description, but you will definitely see it, or we see it, in the fine print. And when we actually talk to our clients about what kind of a person are you looking for.
Wow. Okay, so other than technical services, are there positions that are going begging?
Well, that's definitely one.
Okay.
The other one that seems to be going begging are senior level people. There seems to be a gap between those of us who have been in library school 20 years ago and then some and are looking potentially at retirement and have reached a certain point in the career where you have the seniority and the expertise and the experience. Those positions are beginning to become available, and there is not a huge crop of librarians behind them that are ready to take on the management level positions.
And a lot of librarians, frankly, are not interested in management.
That's
they
right.
love what they do. Would you agree?
Yeah. Well, I would agree. And therefore, these library directors at public libraries and the executive heads of this, that, or the other are going begging.
But I also think there's a little problem in mentoring people along as well. And we talk a lot about it, but I'd like to see more action.
I agree, both at the library school level and on the job.
Now, how much technology would you say an average librarian ought to have as they enter the job force?
As much as possible, because that's the area that more and more organizations are looking to the librarians to have a voice in and to have a leadership role in. They need someone that understands technology, that can talk to IT, and also can talk to the applications or the users. And librarians are a perfect ambassador, if you will. I think.
Can we get more specific? Obviously, knowing some HTML or authoring programs, do they need to know the programming systems?
No.
What do they need to
know? No. They don't need to know programming, but they do need to understand how information flows and how it works. And you know, again, not programming so much. I don't think I've ever really seen a call for programming. But knowledge or information architecture, I know that's kind of an old-fashioned term perhaps now. I'm sure the library schools have moved beyond in terminology, but how the data flows both internally and externally throughout an organization. The librarian needs to have a big picture and really understand that.
Now, do you find many of the employers provide some specialized training, or do people need to land on their feet in these jobs and be ready to go?
It depends. I do think training is available. Certainly the local picture within an organization will be part of whatever training and orientation and osmosis process that a librarian goes through. But they need to know the terminology. They need to understand the concepts.
And what about the position of knowledge manager? We hear this term tossed around a lot. Mm-hmm. Is that a growing area? And can you describe for our audience who may not be so familiar what that kind of a job involves?
Knowledge management, as far as we see from our vantage point as recruiters and consultants possibly too, is the management of internal information, proprietary documents, not records, but information that is gathered by those within the organization. research files, lab notebooks, those kinds of, that kind of internally produced work product. And of course with law firms, litigation support and that kind of thing is what we think of as knowledge management. And the interaction between internal data and external data, which I would classify as Lexis, dialogue, the internet, et cetera, the relationship between those two and how they work together is a lot of what we see in jobs involving knowledge management.
And what's the pay range, would you say, for that kind of a position?
Well, that's very widespread depending on the area you're in, and also if you're the director or, of course, if you're a knowledge worker, if you will. I think the pay range is anywhere from the 40s to the six figures.
Wow.
I know, it's a big range, but if you're the chief knowledge officer, which is a position that we see in a lot of law firms these days, they make decent dollars.
So who are your clients? Who's coming to you looking for librarians and information professionals, and are they mostly in the cities that you have offices in, and maybe you could tell us where your offices are?
We have offices in L.A., we have offices in Denver, and we have offices in Maryland, in Rockville, Maryland. Our clients on the East Coast in Maryland tend to be the U.S. government for the most part,
mm-hmm.
but we also work with some of the local counties, in public schools and public libraries. There are quite a lot of corporate work, of course, on the East Coast, and we tend to do the kind of corporate work that's in the Beltway area. Those are our clients at the moment. We don't really do much with New York City, but occasionally we do have a few assignments there.
So if one were to come to your firm, chances are placements would be in those areas?
Well, yes and no. On the West Coast, it's public libraries, law firms, entertainment companies, which you might expect in L.A., and technology companies in the Bay Area, in the Silicon Valley area. Those tend to be our clients there. In the Midwest, we have corporate clients and law firms primarily.
Okay. Unfortunately, you don't have a presence in the great state of Missouri.
No, we don't.
But if one of our graduates were to go to your firm, what could you do for them? What's the range of the services you provide?
Well, we have four recruiters that work full-time on doing nothing but talking to candidates and prospective candidates. I think that anyone who decides to register with us, which is really how we recommend people get started, would do that from our website, and they will submit a resume that way as a Word attachment, or they can fill out an online interactive form. Our recruiters usually call people. We do an in-depth interview, and there are notes that we take that go in an electronic file that we have a system that we use. We really like to get to know the candidates. We do a lot of coaching when it's time for an interview. We give them a lot of information on the client. We give them a lot of resources to look at to do their homework. And we'll do mock interviews. We'll do resume rewriting with them or resume tweaking to, you know, fit a particular position. So I guess the bottom line is we do give quite a lot of individual attention.
Okay. And how does your fee structure work? Who actually pays for the
place? The client.
Okay.
The client. There is absolutely no fee to candidates.
Great. I heard you say a while back that you don't use much print advertising, mostly web advertising. Where would one find your notices? Right from your website?
Well, that's one place. We are frequent contributors to LizJobs.com,
okay.
which I'm sure most of your students have seen or been on.
I would hope.
Well, I think LizJobs is also combined with LibJobs. There's a Sarah Nesbitt and Rachel Gordon who are those web people for those sites have collaborated. We will go on SLA.org. We will go on other professional associations, and from time to time we will seek out some bizarre little websites as well, depending on, you know, the subject area we need to get involved with.
So it's more posting rather than putting on distribution lists.
We rarely put out distribution lists. And we do old-fashioned recruiting, too, where we will call and say, do you know anyone or might you be interested in?
Okay. Do you have any special advice for crossovers, people who are coming to librarianship later in life and maybe don't have, you know, this long resume of completely relevant experience?
Well, the advice that we have, I think, is fairly standard in our industry, which would be recruiting in this instance, is to really mine through the experience you've had in previous careers or in your life, whatever that may be, if you did volunteer work or whatever, and work with us to pull out those strengths and skill sets that will be relevant on jobs that you'll be going to. That's why we like to talk to people and go over their resume, because so often we find that once we get to know the candidate, who they are and what their life experiences are about are absolutely not reflected in the resume. So that's one place that we start, and we do a lot of counseling.
Now, you are a librarian, or were at one point, were you not?
I am, and I was, and I am.
Okay. And how did you get into this business?
I got into this business through serendipity, to be honest with you. I was the director of a law firm library in Los Angeles way back when, in the mid-'80s, and some of the attorneys I knew were starting their own firms and asked me to moonlight after work to help them set up their libraries. So I did, and found that I had more clients than I had hours in a week, and started to, you know, had the little light bulb go off and thought, I think I'll hire somebody and charge a surplus for their time, and that's how my agency was born.
Wow.
No business plan, and didn't work that way.
And you do more than just hiring and placing. You take on special projects.
Yes.
And what other kinds of activities do you get involved in?
Mostly we get involved in staffing audits and evaluations. We do a lot of support for librarians when they need to take a critical but impartial look at how their organization is functioning, and the jobs and salary surveys and benchmarking studies on other organizations, mostly surrounding the staffing issues and needs assessments. Those kinds of projects are what we tend to take on.
Okay. What and we would find you even attending ALA, would I understand. Is that correct?
Well, ALA Midwinter is the only ALA that we generally go to.
All right. So you will not be at New Orleans?
No, unfortunately not. We will be at SLA, and we will be at AALL.
Okay. Because I was at Midwinter, and I didn't realize you were there. And
I wasn't this year.
Oh, you were? Okay.
This is one year that we did not go to Midwinter. And I think that's because we have two other big ones. Oh, we'll be at MLA as well this year.
Okay, okay.
So there's only so many trade shows we can handle in a year.
Well, as long as people know where to look for you. This sounds like a great service. I think, you know, somebody could really do well coming to you.
I hope so, and I hope they do. We certainly would love to see new graduates or graduates-to-be.
And many of our graduates do like to stay in the area or the city where they are. Many
mm-hmm.
of them already work. But
yes.
For those that are footloose and fancy-free, I guess I would recommend giving your library associates a call. So,
well, they can certainly give us a call regardless, because I never know where a project's going to pop up, to be honest with you.
Okay. Well, Deb, thank you so much for joining us today. This is fun talking to you and hearing about what else is going on out there besides, you know, traditional library work. And
well,
good
thank
luck.
You. Thank you so much. I
Thanks.
Truly enjoyed it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you to our listeners for joining us on this segment of On the Job. This program will be archived on the LIS Radio website at lisradio.missouri.edu.